This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
A lot going on in the Umpqua Valley this week and tomorrow. First Thursday with the Oregon Department of Human Services, Catherine Garland in from ODHS. And how'd it go last month?
Last month was incredible. It was our first month bringing the event outside. We served over 300 community members with our services, and we expect it even bigger tomorrow.
So now you've been doing this inside earlier in the year, right? So explain how that worked then.
Yeah, so we started very, very small back last November 2022. We had four partners, and then we realized at ODHS that that folks are going to come to our office during that first 10 days of the month if they need their benefits serviced, if they need have any questions about their benefits they receive through ODHS. So we just decided that let's see how big this can go. And partners have shown a lot of interest. We're expecting about 40 community partners tomorrow. And we hosted it in our lobby space throughout the winter, throughout the dreary months. And then June 1st, last month, was our first month bringing it into our parking lot. We're doing it again tomorrow, one more time in August, and then we'll we'll figure out how we're going to bring it back inside for the fall. But tomorrow should be a really big showing.
Well, given our current weather patterns around here, I mean, September, you probably ought to be pretty safe if you wanted to do it outside then.
Yeah, and you know, we're wrestling with it. It is a lot more work bringing it outside, surprisingly. So as of right now, I think June, July, August months, we're going to continue to do this every month for the community. But I think come September, we're going to wrangle it back in and see how we can bring it inside and get that going again.
So with all these organizations there, talk about some of the services that will be available, some of the things people can experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see. So I should mention first, Feeding Umpqua was our partner from the very beginning. They're the local food bank partner, and they're going to be providing free produce. So buy the banana box, buy the unlimited quantity, as long as you meet their income levels, which are pretty high. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but you can take away free produce. We'll have the ADAPTS laundry and shower trailer available for restrooms, laundry, and showers on site. Two dental vans. This is new this month. Mercy Foundation and CHI Mercy are partnering with us to bring two dental vans, one for kids, one for adults, providing screenings, a whole bunch of different offerings in the realm of dental services, free clothing, and then you name it, 35 plus more community partners tabling, providing their information, services, live music, free barbecue meal, you name it, it's probably there.
And, you know, you mentioned the dental screenings. And one thing that seems to be one of the first things to go when people have got a lot of financial challenges and things are rough is their teeth.
Yes. Yeah. And we that was something that I've been thinking about for a while. How can we provide more necessary services that will just already be there? Maybe you're coming for a different reason. Maybe you just see it from Harvard and notice, you know, this big event happening and you show up. Maybe you don't expect that you'll get a free dental screening, free clothing donated by our staff. The idea is that it could be a one-stop shop for, like you said, Kyle, some of the things that you may put on the back burner for yourself or your kids. But maybe you're there and a Hope Clinic for Women is going to be there, Safe Haven Maternity Home, some prenatal, postnatal services as well. So we're hoping that folks come for maybe one purpose, but then get a whole lot more than they expect when they show up.
And I even saw, and the list is so long, it would sound kind of clunky to read everything on the radio, but even counseling.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got Options Counseling, who's one of our contracted partners with ODHS. Some of these, it's funny how this has developed, because some of our most closely connected partners, I didn't even think about until as First Thursday has developed. So we're excited to have Options Counseling there. We've got case management services. We've got disability services, housing, homeless outreach. We even have Saving Grace providing some free dog food, free pet food, and just making some awareness about the services they have too.
So a 4-hour event looks like it's going to be a busy day out there, and perfect weather for it.
Perfect weather. I think I was looking today. It's going to be 87. This is also the first month that school's going to be out. So we really thought about how can we make it even more family friendly. There will be, we bought a cotton candy machine, Kyle.
Oh my.
There's, maybe you'll need to go to the dental van afterwards, but there'll be popcorn, cornhole, face painting, sidewalk chalk. Last month it really did feel like a block party, but even more seriously, we saw folks leave with handfuls, armfuls of resources, and we would hope that the same will happen tomorrow.
And the opportunity not just to get maybe some resources, but also to make some connections and find out about other things that might be available to help them out.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the big invitations to our partners when they come on board to join us for First Thursday is that it's a really organic way for community members to connect with services, make that initial reach that sometimes is the hardest part for folks. But with it all being right there, we're hoping to break down some of those barriers pretty easily.
All right. First Thursday outside 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow, Oregon Department of Human Services on West Harvard. Catherine Garland in to talk about that. Anything else people ought to know?
That's it. We hope to see you. Come early. 10 to 2. We'll see you then.
All right. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.